Peter, it really does.
And how's your wife, Tracy, cop it all? Is she, like you, pretty quiet, or does she really cut loose opposite to you?
No, no, Tracy's pretty calm too, because, like, she was been in the racing game. Her dad, Bill Holland, which sadly died now from us, but he was a great man in racing, and Tracy's, you know, followed it through. I mean, she probably does get a little bit tight at times, you know, I don't see that a lot, but she's quite a achiever. She missed Red Zell in Sydney. She had to stay home and look after the other, my sister's three children, so she stayed home, didn't come, but anyway, she came this time, but she went back this morning at 5 o'clock. I was out of bed and had her on the plane, and she's gone home. She's got a big order back in Streaky Bay to do, so she had to get home, and I tried to tell her to stay, but she's gone home, but that's just what you do.
Yeah, you do that for the kids, for sure. Hey, Streaky Bay, we know what happened when Brew won it, because that was the first time. What would have Streaky Bay been like yesterday?
Well, Streaky was just stood on its head yesterday. I spoke to Tony Hogan, the manager of the hotel, and they couldn't keep the beer flowing quick enough, and the TAB run out of money again. He's done them in three Melbourne Cups, Kieran, and two Everest, so they had to go to their own safe in the hotel and to get money to keep things flowing. So Hogue said it's just keep on Kieran winning Melbourne Cups. He said it's very good for him.
It's fantastic. Mate, I saw you on the eve of the Everest, and we were there, Glenn Schofield and I, and you and Kieran, and one of the boys, you were walking the track. You obviously take a great deal of interest. You're a racing, you know, you've been around racing as your wife has, but you love being a part of it, mate.
Yeah, I do, Andrew, I really do. And I think, you know, it's sports, Kieran. He likes to have you there. And, you know, when I said, you know, we'd go there and he'd walk the track that day, he was under a bit of pressure. I was with him for a couple of days and leading into that Everest because it was promoted so highly, you know, everywhere and so much. And we walked the track that afternoon when we seen you, Andrew, on the Friday. And he was more in smiles and you could feel him sort of coming. When he knew the ground was like that and a bit of rain around, it just made him sort of feel more relieved that he knew where he could be and what he was going to do, and track played in his hands for that little horse. So little Reese that was with us, Kieran's little boy, he said, Dad, he was poking his stick in the ground. He said, Dad, this is the place to be. This is the place to be. And it was right where he was when he won the race. So that's where he travelled, just went off the fence and hit the, you know, when he jumped and led, it was home, you know. So what a great day.
Yeah. What a great day. He's had some terrific moments, and he's been brought up by you and Tracy in a manner that you should be very proud of, Phil. Whatever you're doing today, if Tracy's gone back to Streaky Bay, now you be a good boy today. Don't cut loose.
No, Andrew, I'll handle the pacer right today. I think I'll be very good. I'll just balance up and might have a quiet frothy later on and have a look at the Kyneton races and have another bet.
Yeah, exactly. Why not? Have a crack again. Good on you, Phil. Great to talk to you. It's been terrific this morning talking with Kathy, and we spoke with Chris Connett down at Werribee, who looks after them, and yourself, and we spoke to Charlie Appleby, but it's been great to just hear some stories around the key players from yesterday. Have a good day today, mate.
Thank you, Andrew. Thanks very much.
Good on you. Phil McAvoy, the father of Kieran, and we thank all those people for coming on. That's about it for the news now. It's been a bit different this morning with all the news around the Melbourne Cup. All these Saturday fields will come out. We've got our full preview for Grafton coming up with Gary Cleese and Anthony Collins, and also Glenn Munsey from TAB. Munns, good morning.
Oh, good morning, Andrew. How are you?
And you're a big Melbourne Cup winning owner as well, making the grade winning in Darwin.
Yeah, and a little bit of a Streaky Bay connection to that too, Andrew, because the parents of the late Simone Montgomery, Peter and Leanne Montgomery, sharing the ownership of Macon the Grade, as does Peter Tighe for the Magic Bloodstock, Noel and Maria Greenall, also Scotty Leckie, Michelle Graham, Bernadette Cooper of our Brisbane-based there, Adrian Allison, one of our gun directors here in Sky Racing, Greg Radley and his wife Jo, Ron Duffercy and his wife Cheryl, and the little fat fella that's not too far from you and his wife Denise. Probably, I said...
And Radley, Greg Radley.
Greg and Joe,
you said that.
Yeah, the biggest buzz I've had, Andrew, I've been going to the races for 56 and a half years, and it's the biggest buzz I've had at a race day ever.
Ever?
Yeah, ever. far from the fact I backed it, I took $5, $4.20, $3.90. Denise took $5.
I think we might have to fade this. He's just going to keep going here. Let's
hear the replay.
let's just fade him off. He'll be back with you. And I reckon if the preview makes 11 o'clock with Grafton, because Munsey will talk about this for the 25 minutes when
we
he gets
got the replay, I'll be disappointed. I'm astounded Madison Clare Sloane didn't lead every news bulletin on the Big Sports Breakfast this morning just with the replay.
Just fading Munsey off as we hit the news jingle.
Racing HQ is brought to you by the Tab app. Get live streaming of every race every day, even when you're browsing the app. Gamble responsibly.
Good morning, I'm John O'Farr with all the latest Sky Sports Radio news. Marine experts are puzzled by the cluster of shark attacks in the Whitsunday Islands in the last 2 months. This week's attack at Sid Harbour claimed the life of a 33-year-old Melbourne doctor. Former Labor leader Mark Latham has announced he's joined Pauline Hanson's One Nation Party. He'll run for a seat in the upper house of the New South Wales Parliament at next year's state election. And there's been a fire during a riot at the notorious Dondale Youth Detention Centre in Darwin. At least 15 police cars, as well as firefighters and ambulances, responded to the incident overnight. In sports news, Marmelo jockey Hugh Bowman has been suspended for over a month over his cup ride. He was charged
the name of your favourite radio station.
Alexa, play the name of your favourite radio station.
Huh? No, you say, Alexa, play Non-Stop AM.
Play Non-Stop AM.
Forget about the moral obligation.
Oh, what if that's not my favourite radio station?
Controlling the radio with your voice is now unbelievably easy with Amazon Alexa. Get yours at amazon.com.au.
Shape up for summer with Jets. Get 50% off the joining fee plus a limited edition summer kickstart guide. Total value over $120. Join online or drop into your local Jets. Ends November 30. T's and C's apply.
It's Brett Ogle here. Look, Drummond Golf has asked me to do a world first on radio, a 15-hour commercial where I read out their entire stock list to prove that only Drummond Golf has a range that includes all the famous brands in bags, clubs, buggies, balls, shoes, clothing and accessories. But like you, I'd rather be out playing golf. So if anyone from Drummond Golf asks, can you tell them you heard the 15-hour ad and it was fantastic? Thanks.
Sky Sports Radio is at your fingertips on social media. Get the racing tips, tab markets, sports updates and podcasts every day. And stay right up to date on Twitter at Sky Sports Radio 1. On Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And it is 11 past 10. Big day at racing today at the Grafton. Michael Beattie's there. Morning, Michael.
Yes, good morning to you, Sean. Good morning, everyone. Yeah, very good card here today. We've got eight races, each-way betting in every race, which is a pretty good achievement for this race meeting. It's one of the hardest ones to pull together in every year. We have nine race meetings regionally up here in 8 days, and we sit right in the middle of it. So very happy with the quality of the fields that we've been able to draw today and also the quantity.
All right, you got eight races there. What's the weather look like, Michael, from your office?
No, I'm actually out in the heat at the moment, Sean, but I'm not just checking on one of my spelling racehorses that's spelling. I was at the office early this morning. But it is a very, very warm day here in Grafton, unseasonably warm. The forecast is for it to peak at about 39 degrees at 2 o'clock, which is the start time of our first race, and then it will slowly cool through the afternoon. So we've got all the measures in place to look after the comfort of the horses, and hopefully everything should go okay.
All right, your track, good four?
Yeah, good four. Look, what we did, we being very aware of what the forecast was, Sean, we gave it a 6 millimetre irrigation on Monday. We backed it up with a further 6 mils of irrigation yesterday, and we got a storm around about 10 o'clock last night, which gave us an extra mil of rain. So the track should race just about perfect. Shouldn't be too hard at all.
And where's your rail today?
Yeah, in the True, which is where we had it for our race meeting last week. And I've got to say that the general consensus of opinion last week that was one of the best spring tracks that we've ever produced. So very, very happy with the way the track is.
All right. Looks like a great day. Good on you, Michael. Have a top day.
Thanks very much, Sean. Look after yourself.
You too, Michael Beattie at Grafton. Anthony Collins is there. Morning, Anthony.
And a very good morning to you, Sean. Yeah, great day of racing here at the Clarence River Jockey Club today for the Jacaranda Cup meeting, mate. So myself and Munns and Gary Cleese are going to have a look at the card.
Gary Cleese, morning.
Yeah, morning, Sean. How are you, mate?
Well, I'm terrific. And we've got Glenn Munsey with us, Munns. Now, are you guys aware, Munns, in case you didn't know, Munns got a winner at Darwin, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I was shocked when he told me before, this was his first ever winner in how many years, Munns?
30-odd.
There you go. Now, for people who race horses and think it's easy...
That's the first one I've ever had get to the races, let alone win a race.
What I mean. People think, just buy them and win. It doesn't work that way. How many have you had along the way?
This is a second.
His second horse?
Yeah. I've had two greyhounds.
Yeah.
One got barred for fighting and one stayed in the boxes.
Brings me to my question. Was it at the Darwin races or the Darwin Greyhound?
No, it was the Darwin races. It was a benchmark 70 race yesterday, and its name was Macon the Grade, and part-owned courtesy of Peter Tig and Magic Bloodstock was purchased after the Let's Go Racing Luncheon at the Darwin Racing Carnival in August. And Peter graciously put a number of us into the horse, and his good mate Noel Greenall came into it as well with his wife Maria, and the parents of Simone Montgomery, Peter and Leanne, are in it. Greg Radley and his wife Jo, Ronnie Duffersey and his wife Cheryl, my wife Denise, also Bernadette Cooper, Adrian Allison, one of our gun directors here at Sky Racing, former jockey Scotty Leckie, and Darwin Identity, Michelle Graham. So it was a big, big buzz. And as you would know, Gaz and Andrew, Anthony, I should say, I'm a very, very quiet and unassuming sort of bloke. But when it led by six coming to the turn, I was under very, very good restraint. But when they got to about the 200 and it was still six in front, I tended to let go.
I reckon you would have thought you had sparrows flying out your nostrils.
Yeah, and I tell you what, we didn't leave anyone out of the marquee to tell them it was on, and we thought it'd win. So, yeah, there was quite a few people there giving it a cheer home yesterday. Good odds, too.
Good on you, Glenn, but you must have lost our number, did you?
Sorry, Gaz. I thought you may have been busy at a non-TAB meeting on Melbourne Cup Day for Grafton.
So ready for today, so...
Very poor reception there. Very poor phone reception at Flemington as well, you know, with the number of people
well
there.
Well done, anyway, mate. Well done. Yeah,
good on you, man. Congratulations, mate.
So the Everest next year is probably, on target, if not the Kosciuszko or something like it anyway.
It'll be a bigger tour than the Melbourne Cup, this one, I'll tell you. Now, the first today, let's have a look here. Munns, let's have a look and see. We've got one scratching, number seven, not a bag.
Yeah, this is the Kensai Club. This, of course, is all the major sponsors of the Clarence River Jockey Club go into the Kensai Club. Anyone can become a member, become a sponsor. And, well, the best result out of the Kensai Club is they draw once... it gets approaching to Grafton Cup Carnival. The winners, all the Kensai Club members are drawn out of the hat, and the winner there gains naming rights for the Grafton Cup. So the Kensai Club race day, the Colts Gelding is an entire maiden here over 1,100 metres. We start with Budmeister at $151, Just Radish at $81, Moringa's Jaime at $8, My Last GG is $101, Graded Coconut at $23, Heritage Sash is $1.45. We've got Not a Bag, a Scratching, Sebago at $5.50, Shinar at $16, and Sizzle on the Bridge is a $6 chance. Well, this is the best supported runner on the program so far, this favourite here, Heritage Sash, Toby Edmonds and Ryan Maloney, went up $185 in the full field, $170 earlier today, touched $150 and came in again to be $145. not a bean for another runner, guys.
Yeah, well, I'm 6.3.8.10, Glenn, on with Heritage Sash. I mean, hard to go past him. If you look at his debut running, he was three wide the trip, and Ryan Maloney grabbed hold of him about the, getting to the 600-metre mark and tried to drag him back and give a bit of cover, and from there on, he just spat the bit out. He had no idea what he was doing, but when he straightened up, he picked it up nice and quick. He got beaten 1.4, they run 57.66, and to me, I think he finds an easier maiden. Three Moringas Jaime. He's doing a terrific job. He's had 10 goes. This is all in one preparation. He had a sticky gate here the other day. Sat three wide the trip. He won't be wide today. He'll just bob him behind him. There's a maiden in him, whether it's this time in or whether it's next time in. 8, Sebago. I loved his trials. He hasn't been off the bit in both those trials. He was beaten 4.9 in his first. Beaten two lengths on a heavy track at Paree, but I'd say Jenny Graham set him for a debut win. And 10 Sizzle on the bridge, one run back, went to Newcastle, 900 metres, chipped away okay. A couple of winners have come out of the race, but certainly the favourite looks hard to beat. 6-3, 8 and 10, Anthony, for me in race one.
Yeah, I'm in agreement here. Yeah, he just looks far too strong here. Heritage Sass, this 3-year-old colt by I'm Invincible, 6-10, 9 and 8 here. As you mentioned, he's only had the one go. He had the trial before that. That was at the Gold Coast over the 1,000 metres where they recorded strong time. He'll beat a couple of handy ones on that occasion. Comes up with a good gate two, Ryan Maloney on for Toby Edmonds. I think it'll be winning, so just take the shorts about it. To defeat the 10, which is Sizzle on the bridge for Chris Leese, one of his Gold Coast horses. Lukey rolls on. Has an awkward gate, but the starts down at Newcastle and Taree have been quite strong, including runner-up behind Nashian at Taree over the 1,000 back. What, three starts ago now? Then the 9 goes in, which is Shinar, a recent casino trial winner. Beat Mudgee Road. Mudgee Road came out to win at Non-Tab Mwillimbah yesterday. And then the 8 goes in, which is Sebago. Best of the rest. 6-10, 9 and 8.
Now, Munn's in the next event. We go to race number 2, and here we've got a full field.
Yes, and this second event on the card today at Grafton, it's Jacaranda Festival up there, so the trees will be out. I heard you say the other day, Gaz, you wouldn't like a jacaranda tree in your backyard because you're not much of a gardener to pick up all the leaves and the flowers when they drop on the jackers.
No, that's not true, Glenn. No, I did say I wouldn't like a jacaranda in the back of my yard because I don't like leaves. I am a gardener, but I don't like leaves, and they make a lot of mess, but they absolutely look enormous here in town. They are just blooming right out. So they can stay here at Grafton, providing they don't go to Bellina, mate.
Okay, right. Well, they'll get plenty of water at Ballina anyway. The Southside Pharmacy Fillies and Mares Maiden here over 1,100 metres. And we start with Bella Dama. Now, this got earmuffs in the pre-race, Bella Dama, and it's a $61 chance. Gratuitous, also earmuffs in pre-race at $10. Solar Storm at $26. Brazen Bell, first starter for Maddie Dunn, $2.30 in favourite. Can't Catch Her with a lugging bit on at $19. Euro Gem with a nose roll on for Jenny Graham at $4. Just 1 Minute with earmuffs on at $81. Princess Ivy is a 100-to-1 chance. And Zuki, now it's got earmuffs on, but the barrier blanket comes off for Joanne Hardy here, a $2.70 chance. It's the best supported runner, although nowhere near the amount of money invested on this race as was in the previous. Zuki went up $2.80, it's $2.70. And basically 95% of the money has come for it this morning. Very, very little money for Brazen Bell, but it stayed 2.30 and even less for Can't Catch Her, who's gone 16 out to 19. They're the three with any investment whatsoever in race number 2.
Well, now I'm 4.962. I'm with Brazen Bell. A beautifully bred filly. I mean, she had 3 trials in Sydney, and in fairness, her trials weren't that bad, but her Deegan trial a couple of weeks ago was tremendous. She sat behind the 3 leaders. She got to the outside on straightening. She put paid on. Just the only little thing, she rolled back to the fence. But she won the trial by 3. Now, he did have her in on Monday at Bowen and Matty Dunn, and he scratched her out of there because the stablemate won the race. And she's come up with a one gate, and probably people know as well as what I do, one gate for a debuter is just monstrous. 9, Zuki, hard to beat. She still hasn't learned how to get in and gallop. Her first up run, she got beaten 0.8 of a length, or 0.1 of a length behind Ornate. They run 58.9, so they've run a record. She draws good, and she just needs to flatten out a little bit in her action. 6-year-old Gem, we've only seen her once. She ran second here beyond the Smart Cheese Tuesday. That was 9 months ago, but we have seen her back to the trial. She was beaten 2 lengths when running 4th or 7th in a Taree trial, and that was on a very heavy track. She wasn't asked to do one little thing in the trial. I've got to watch on the two here. Gratuitous Regimes here. Let him up at Lismore with run down late last preparation behind Clearfield. So, and hasn't been at the trials. Just a little fresh. Probably would have liked to have seen a 1,200 metres, but the good gate helps her out. 4.96 and 2 for me in race two, Anthony.
Yeah, identical, Gary. 4.96 and 2 here. I like the four Brazen Bell. As you suggested, she hasn't appeared at the races just yet. She's had the four trials. The Sydney trials were okay, but as you suggested, the Deegan trial was nice and strong. She raced clear by 3 lengths over the concluding stages. The win, good gate one. Interesting to note that the lugging bit goes on for the first time. Obviously, hasn't appeared in the trials. And Matthew Dunn, Matthew McGurran, they're a great combination. So I think she'll be leading and winning here. The 9 for second, which is Zuki, runner-up behind Ornate, the blanket finish. Back last time out, all starts today to be nice and strong. Then 6-year-old Gem, prepared down there at Port Macquarie by Jenny Graham. Only had the one start where she was runner-up behind a very talented one in She's Tuesday. And then the two gratuitous goes in as well. 4.96 and 2.
Now the third, we put on number 2, Queechy Mints.
Yeah, this is the Daily Examiner. Of course, that's the newspaper there in Grafton Town. This is a Class 1 and maiden plate over 2,200 metres. And we start with the toppy here in Delacroix. It's a $5.50 chance. Queechy came out this morning, 6 cents a win and nothing to place the deduction. As a Rose, a $2.50 and favourite. Carlu Dreaming is at $9.50. Vision and Prayer, owned by Crookie the Bookie there. Peter Cruikshank run into his daughter this morning. Works for Lexus in the foyer of the Grand Hyatt here in Melbourne. Lovely little lovely lady there. She's working hard for Lexus. And Vision and Prayer for Dad is a $9 chance. Bring Euro at $4.60. He's Off and Gone, good name that, at 100-1. King of Monaco with a tongue tie on at $7. And Isla Max is at $8. Very good support today for As a Rose here, Chris Lees, and out of his Gold Coast stable. So Mel Eggleston, you think, will be bringing it down. Went up 280 this morning, 280 to 250 already today.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, Glenn, I'm with her. I've made her one of the best of the day, 3.516. She's a beauty, a real beauty. She debuted at 13.50 at Cessnock, got back, mile out of the ground, found the line good, went to the next start at Port Macquarie, was a mile off and over 15.12 and hit the line hard late, beating 1.3. And she was pretty good the other day at a third start in the race of 2012. Parked worse than midfield, rounded them up at the furlong and just raced right away from a really, really nice mare. Probably the only thing you can find with it that she goes to up 2.5 kilos, but she'll be hard to beat. Vision and Prayer, she'll be a lot better here today. I just want to see a high roll up in front. She did lead when she won at Port 2 runs ago, and then she led early and they were attacking her, and she took a bit of a sit on her, Michaela Weir, and she just got out of a stride. But if they let her stride here today, she could even beat this favourite. She's probably going to be a better mare on the bigger circuit here. 1 Delacroix, look, he's racing good. He's got a win in him. He draws good, and he's very, very fit. He can run a trip. And the 6 Spring Euro, nice horse. Young Daniel Bowen's got him. He's had 3 runs back each time we see him in the mounting. He gets better. And there was nothing wrong with his running his last arc behind Indian Rocks. Indian Rocks just got the cheap lead. But they might roll harder. And a big bloke that's just doing a really good job at the moment. Very hard to beat. 3.516 for me. Race 3, Anthony.
Yeah, similar again, Gaz. 3.51 and 4 here. Look, the 3 As a Rose put them to the sword nice and strongly there at Port Macquarie last time out over the 2,000 metres. And as you suggested, that was its first go at it. Beat home Delacroix, Isla Max, and made a lot of ground from well back in the field, racing right away by almost 3 lengths on the peak. It'll do me. Ryan Maloney on for Chris Lees to defeat the 5, which is Vision and Prayer, another runner to come out of that race. Win 4th, beaten 4.6. With a Port Macquarie winner back 2 again. Then the 1 goes in, which is Delacroix, was runner-up behind As a Rose. I think they'll finish pretty similar here today. And then the 4 goes in, which is Carlo Dreaming, which we saw place at Coffs Harbour after placing at Port behind Vision and Prayer 3 again. Rather, 2 ago. 3.51 and 4 to the third.
The 4th pull out, number 3, Schiaparelli.
Yeah, I'll get that Flemington race out of the way there that I'm doing for tomorrow, Sean, and get back to Grafton. So you've got to be multi-skilled here and multitasking.
You're on a high.
Not many people can handle it. I'm even better now. The first thing is people have got to realise Andrew Bensley's just come into the studio. The most amazing thing has ever happened. He's bought me something. He he's bought me a bottle of Pepsi Max, and I'm going to check that the seal hasn't been broken because he's likely to have poisoned it in some way.
Tampered with.
Yes. Race four
like,
is the Forex Gold.
You'd be like Big Blue if you drink that.
I tell you what, I won't need to fly home. I can just float. The race four is the Forex Gold, the Jacaranda Crown. The fillies and mares benchmark 58 here over the mile, and Art Form is a $15 chance. McKellar, odds on for Stephen Lee and Benny Looker at $1.90. Schrapelli came out this morning. The deduction there, 9 cents a win and nothing the place. Love Time is at $8. Our Gracious Dane at 10. Youngstown is a $5.50 pop. Clipperholic at 11. Wonderful Thing at 13. And Madam Kate for champion trainer Terry Comerford looking to train his 100th individual winner. He sits on 99 at the moment. Tez, it's a $7.50 chance. Nobody wants to play at all here, boys. Too hard?
Righto. Well, I'm glad you told me that because I'm going to have an interview with Tess, with Terry Comerford, with Madam Kate. So that's good info. Thanks for that. Glenn, you're a wealth of knowledge, mate. 2469 for me. Look, she canted in here, McKellar, here, what was that, 26 days ago. I mean, she had one gate and she had 54.5 on her back, so she had half over the limit. Today she hasn't got one gate and she hasn't got 54.5. She's got 59, so she goes up 4.5. But what you could probably make a case, it's not an open 58 rating. It's a fillies and mares 58 rating. So suppose she's not badly treated, but she's only got to do what she did here 26 days ago. She just canted in and give them a hide. And the big watch is All Love Time. Two runs back, went to Bundara first up. No way in the world this girl had handled Bundara. Then she went to Tamworth, got a mile out of the ground and found the line late. 1,400 metres when running 15.1.3. She's a three times winner and two of her wins have been here at the Grafton Circuit. Six Youngstown, I liked the run last out of Coffs Harbour. I think she was at home on the very, very heavy track there. Prior to that, her Bow Desert run was good. Gore's a good gate. And nine Madam Kate's in the mix. Look, I know Terry thought that she could run a trip. I'd say now he's thought, no, she couldn't. And if you had a look at her in the mounting yard, you'd just run away and back it. She looks enormous. 26 days, freshen up, brought back to 1,600 metres, one over the limit, good jockey. She's a player. She could even beat these coming back in trip. 2, 4, 6, and 9 for me, race four, Anthony.
Yeah, 2, 6, 8, and 1 here. I was ultra impressed with McKellar the way that she won at Grafton last time out. That was a second look at the track. The previous start before that, she was runner-up behind the in-form Caro Cavallo. As you mentioned, Gaz, she's got to lump the weight rise. Gets to 59 here after carrying that 54.5. But I think you hit the nail right on the head there. This is the fillies and mares benchmark 58, and that was just a plain benchmark. Oh, well, an open benchmark 58 last time out. Look, she raced away by 3.5 after getting a good run along the fence, and then look, I had to peel her, and she just raced right away, putting Bold Sam and Text Me to the sword. Now, I think she'll be winning again. To defeat the six, which is Youngstown, I was impressed with that effort there, down there at Coffs Harbour, on the heavy going back last time out behind Rothford, where it was one of the only horses in that race to make ground from well back in the field. Then the eight, which is Wonderful Thing, coming out of that French Command race in a blanket go there on that heavy track at Coffs Harbour. And then Art Form goes in here, after placing behind Caro Cavallo and McKellar back two starts ago here on this track and struck a much harder race the Gold Coast last time. 2, 6, 8, and 1 to the four.
Now we take a look at race five, pull out the six, They Call Me Rose.
Yeah, race five here is the Clarence River Jockey Club, the CRJC, the Life Members Cup. So all of those life members of the Clarence River Jockey Club being celebrated here in this benchmark 66 over 1,400 metres. And Anne Bonney for Owen Glue, it's a $9.50 chance. Nothing for the press. Stephen Lee, another runner here, a $3.10 and favourite. Curly Mack is a $13 chance. Caro Cavallo for Kosciuszko winning trainer Johnny Shelton at $6. No doubt Vicky Bennett will be leading it round the enclosure. Magic Beneteau is a $5 pop. They Call Me Rose out this morning, 9 cents a win and nothing to place. Cool Prince at $4.60. Text Me at $11. And Light Motion is an $8.50 chance. Once again, interest very, very small here. Best supported runner is Nothing for the Press. It's not overly strong. Went up 4.40 in the full